Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 So let's see who's paying attention. Who are we hearing from? Who's speaking? Bhishma. Where is he?
In battlefield.
What's he doing?
On the bed of arrows.
Yes, and he's about to? Who's at his feet?
Krishna.
Very good. You all get A. Excellent. And why are we hearing this? Why? For what purpose?
Tomorrow is a Gita Jayanti.
Very good. Excellent. So Bhishma is praying. He continues. This verse, this statement by Bhishma is dedicated to my longtime friend Kamlesh Patel, who has a website called Gita.org. Is that right? Very good. You're going to like this statement. When Arjuna was seemingly polluted by ignorance, upon observing the soldiers and commanders before him on the battlefield, the Lord eradicated his ignorance by delivering transcendental knowledge. May his lotus feet always remain the object of my attraction. So, Bhishma Dev knows the truth. Seemingly, it appeared that Arjuna was in ignorance. But also that was part of the drama. Because if Arjuna doesn't temporarily play like he's in ignorance, what's not going to happen?
Gita.
No Bhagavad Gita. And who misses out? Arjuna?
All of us.
We miss out. So it's also part of the drama that Arjuna plays this role that he's in ignorance, forgetting, he even says, I am forgetting myself. I have become overcome by miserly weakness, he says to Krishna. I'm confused. You don't want, let's say, you know, just right near here, what was it, a few weeks ago, they had that terrorist attack in Riverside, right?
San Bernardino.
San Bernardino, okay, well, it's still close, right? So, when the police and the different agencies come, you don't want them to be like Arjuna, well, I don't know. No, you want them to act decisively. Here he is, shoot him! You don't want it like Arjuna, I don't really want to do this. No, Kshatriya means to act decisively, and if necessary, kill the offender, if necessary. So that was Arjuna's exact thing. This is why Krishna was very, very, like, what's this? Klaibhyam smagamak partha. You're acting like a eunuch, Arjuna. He chastised him. This is not becoming of you. You're acting like a non-Aryan, Anarya Drishtam. He criticized him. This is not really you, Arjuna. Who is this, Arjuna? You don't want to fight? What is this? But fortunately, the turning point of Bhagavad Gita is when Arjuna says, Shishyasteham Shadimang Twang Prapanam. There it is, right there, one line. Now I am your disciple. I am surrendered. Instruct me. And we should also be like that with Krishna and our guru. With Krishna and our guru, we should be the same way. Kindly instruct me. Not that I have a guru and I sent him out to do some work for me. That's not, no. Guru is not puppy dog. Yeah, I have my guru. Come, guru. Come, come. Now chant. Now speak. No. We should also, with Guru and Krishna, be surrendered. Now you kindly instruct me. You don't go to a doctor and say, okay, doc, do this now, do this. Do. No, the doctor's business is to tell you what to do. Just like I got a call from my doctor the other day, and the report was, all is good. I'll see you in 4 months. I was like, jai, good. But sometimes the doctor will call and say, you need to come in for more tests. So it's not that I go to the doctor, what are you talking about? I don't need to come for more tests. Go away. No. You do what the doctor says, you do what the guru says. If you're not going to do what the doctor says, why are you wasting your time and money? They're not cheap. Some gurus may be cheap, but doctors are not cheap, are they? Just to pay a visit, $100, come on. Just if you walk in and they, you know, do their ding, 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 and ding, ding. All right, $100, thank you. And then we complain, oh, that sadhu, he's charging so much money. Hello, you go to the doctor, it's $100 just for 10 minutes. So Arjuna was seemingly polluted upon observing the soldiers because he looked out. Who did he see? Brothers, fathers, his guru, right? He saw Dronacharya. He saw the great-grandfather Bhishma. He saw all these people that he grew up with. All these friends and relatives. He became overwhelmed. The Lord eradicated his ignorance. That's what Guru and Krishna does. Eradicate ignorance. Well, I'm not ignorant. I have 5 degrees. I don't need Guru. I am big, big man. I am Donald Trump. I don't need Guru. But according to the Vedas, Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya. We are born ignorant. We're blind. We can't see the absolute truth. Therefore, the spiritual master opens your eyes with the torchlight of the Vedic knowledge. Tamasima Jyotirgama. Come out of the darkness. Darkness, ignorance is darkness. Come out of the darkness. Come into the light. So that is what the Guru and Krishna, according to the philosophy of Lord Chaitanya, it's the combined mercy of Guru and Krishna. Not just Guru and not just Krishna. Combined mercy. When Krishna sees that you are sincere, he sends Guru. And what does the Guru say? Here's Krishna. Guru acts as the transparent via media. And but the main thing, samsara davana nalida loka pranaya karunya gana ganatvam praptasya kalyana gunar navasya. Main business of Guru is to give you transcendental knowledge. That is how ignorance is driven out. Transcendental knowledge. My good friend, again, I'll give an example of my good friend Kamlesh here. Every night you have your classes with your sons? Every night. Right, and it's not Wall Street Journal. No, it's Bhagavatam or Gita, right? Yes. Because you know the only way these children are going to grow up properly, they need proper transcendental knowledge. And Bhagavad Gita is the beginning book of transcendental knowledge. Srimad Bhagavatam is postgraduate study. But you can't go to postgraduate study if you haven't done your ABCs. So that's why Prabhupada himself stressed, learn Bhagavad Gita. It was not made in China. Everything else is coming from China. Not Bhagavad, although it may, nowadays they print. ISKCON prints their books in China. But the Bhagavad Gita itself is not from China. Bhagavad Gita is from where? India. You have heard of that place, right? I think you've been there once or twice. Bhagavad Gita is your book, not Trump's book. Again, I love talking about Trump. Months ago when Trump, in order to get votes, he said, I am really good Christian. So the reporter said, oh, you're Christian, huh? He said, yes, I love the Bible. Yeah, he kept bragging. Bible is my best book. His book, he also has his Bhagavad Gita, Trump Gita. No, he's just published it. How bad America is. He's going to be the savior. I'm not joking. I've seen it. You know, he's got this big, ugly... So that's his favorite book alongside the Bible. So the reporter said, oh, you like the Bible? Said, yes, it's best. I love Bible. Can you quote one verse? Well, it's kind of hard to... He couldn't quote one verse. Rascal cheater. Don't be like that. If somebody says, can you quote one verse of Bhagavad Gita? Well, bring the book. You should know Bhagavad Gita. Right, Kamlesh? Especially what verse? What verse? Sarvadaman paritya jamame kam sharanam vraja. Ang tuang sarvapapebyo moksha yeshima suchaha. You should at least know at least one verse. So transcendental knowledge begins with Bhagavad Gita. What's the first thing Krishna speaks? You're not the body. You're not your mind. Your eternal spirit soul. That's the first lesson. Bhagavad Gita's ABCs of transcendental knowledge. The A is that you're not the body, which is where all the problems start. I think I'm this body. Please repeat, may his lotus feet.
May his lotus feet.
Always remain.
Always remain.
The object of my attraction.
Object of my attraction.
Everybody chant the Mahamantra.
Hare.